speedbuilders.com. Jason, my name is Michael Simpson. Do you remember roughly what the date of the accident was?
9/19/94.
Why don't we go over a little bit of background, and then we'll get into the accident and the treatment afterwards. When did you graduate from high school, Jason?
1990.
Had you worked at all when you were in high school or in the summers or situations like that?
Yes.
Principally different things here and there, temporary jobs, nothing real permanent while you were in high school?
I waitered in a restaurant for several years.
What was that restaurant?
I waited for the same owner in two different restaurants. They're both in the city.
Following high school, what was the initial position that you held that was full-time?
I'm trying to remember. I had several. I believe the first full-time job after college was for a Napa automobile parts store.
You said after college?
I mean after high school. I'm sorry.
For a Napa parts store. And where was that?
It's located on First Avenue here in the city.
How long did you work there?
I think a little over a year.
You did essentially everything? Did you work in the automobile delivery store, that sort of thing?
Both.
Where did you go after Napa?
I believe I got back into the restaurant business.
Do you remember what the name of the restaurant was?
Raymond's.
How long did you work at Raymond's?
Approximately a year.
What did you do there?
Just about anything in the dining room.
Where did you go after Raymond's?
I went to work for a flooring store.
Now, we're looking at roughly then 2 years out of high school when you would have finished working at Raymond's?
Approximately.
So you worked for a flooring store. Did you work in the store, or did you actually do installations?
I did installations.
How long did you do that?
Over a year, I believe.
Where did you go after the flooring store?
I believe I went back to work at a parts department in an automobile dealership.
What automobile dealership was that?
That was Brown's Ford.
Was that in the city?
Correct.
How long did you work at Brown's Ford?
About a year.
That will bring us up to about the period of the accident then?
That's when I was hurt, when I was working for Brown.
Where were you coming from at the time of the accident?
Barker Dodge.
Is that who you went to work for after Brown's?
Correct.
Approximately how long did you work for Barker?
I think I left Barker in February. I started with them in November, about 2-3 months.
After Barker Dodge, what did you do?
Wilson Honda.
Located in what area?
Bay City.
Is there any reason why you left that area to travel up to Bay City?
For work. I lost my job at Barker Dodge.
What was the reason for that?
I was missing work for physician's visits, necessary things like that.
Why don't we just digress for just a moment?
I was specifically told by my manager at Barker Dodge that I was invited to go back to work when I didn't need to miss any more work for medical purposes.
So did they in essence fire you? That's what you perceived it as?
That was my conception of it.
Again, you believe that was because of the time you missed to go to physician's appointments and such medical related absences?
Right.
Did you miss time because you didn't feel up to it, or did you really only miss time to go off to doctor's appointments and tests and things like that?
With Barker Dodge, most of the time that I missed were actual physician's appointments. I have missed some time related to that.
Why did you leave Brown's Ford?
The position required manual lifting and that type of thing. I was offered the job at Barker and for better compensation.
So you were working at Brown's at the time of the accident?
Yes.
But you were coming back from an interview at Barker at the time of the accident?
Right.
So you were looking for another job around this time?
That is right.
So did you leave Brown's or want to leave Brown's because it was manual labor and you wanted to do something different? Or did you wind up leaving Brown's because it was manual labor and you didn't feel you were physically capable of doing it?
Well, originally I wanted to leave Brown's because I wanted to make more money and I wanted to get into sales. That's why I first wanted to leave. One reason I left was because of that. Another reason was because everything I did at Brown's Ford required more lifting than I could do, and I had to have someone go behind me, that type of situation.
How long after the accident did you depart Brown's Ford?
Approximately 2 months at the most. No, let me see. Yes, about.
Then you immediately went from Brown's Ford to Barker Dodge.
Right.
Do you know what the delay was in Barker Dodge making you an offer from the September interview until going to work for them a couple of months later?
That's just the way it happened. I don't really know why.
After you left Barker, what was the gap in jobs until you started working at Wilson Honda?
Approximately 3 months.
What did you do during that time period, or where did you live, rather?
I lived in Lakeside.
Did you live with your parents?
I lived with my grandmother.
You looked for work down in the Lakeside area in that 3 month period?
I did.
So at Barker Dodge, we'll finish up this kind of stuff. How were you paid?
Commission.
Did you get any kind of salary at all?
No.
What about at Wilson Honda? How did they pay you there? Commission as well?
Commission.
All of the car dealerships are just straight commission?
They're actually not supposed to be, but they are.
How long did you work at Wilson Honda?
Approximately 2-3 months.
Why did you leave there?
Because they don't have a demonstration program.
Could you explain what a demonstration program is?
It's where they give you an automobile to drive off the lot. I sold my personal vehicle when I lost my job with Barker Dodge. I couldn't buy another one, and I needed another one. Therefore, I went to work at a dealership that would give me one.